This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Dan is having has a cold or something, and we will simply go through it as best we can. If he sneezes or he coughs, well, this is what happens in life when you show up for work, even when you shouldn't.
That's what you do.
You work from home, too, don't you?
I work from home. I work from coffee shops. I can be just about anywhere.
He's a mobile nomad. Let's talk about this latest thing that the Department of Defense has come out with. They're going to take a bunch of people and teach them how to kill people, which is what basic training is, and then they want to restrict them in some ways. Tell me about this. What are they trying to do?
Well, they're concerned about the increasing problem of suicide among people in the military. And they have something called the Suicide Prevention and Response Independent Review Committee, SPRIRC, or something like that.
Right.
That did what committees do and studied the problem for a long time and then wrote a report with a bunch of recommendations for reducing the number of military suicides. And one of them is to disarm troops on base, which mostly they are anyway. But I think what they're trying to do is increase control over firearms, because what they're finding is troops that are on base and commit suicide, they do it with firearms that they get somehow out of the armory, and they're not even aware the person has the gun until it's too late. They also want to stop selling guns to military personnel under 25 on DOD property. And there's also a law that was part of the 2013 Defense Authorization Act that prohibits the brass from asking service members whether they have lawfully acquired any firearms, whether they're gun owners. And the idea there was, of course, to protect their Second Amendment rights. Well, they want to do away with that. They want to be able to ask people, even if they live off base, whether they own guns, in order to, they say, provide targeted assistance to service members who are experiencing a crisis.
Well, I discussed this with Morse just a minute ago, and what I find interesting about this is the idea that they think that they can prevent suicide by restricting the tool just like everybody else seems to.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many bases in the U.S. through the PX or clubs or whatever sell firearms to troops, but stopping the sale to people under 25 there seems kind of crazy, because somebody could just go off base and buy a gun. How many gun stores are around military bases in this country.
Well, it really depends on where you're at. Yeah, it depends. Like, I was stateside, I was stationed in Louisiana at Fort Polk, which is, they call that the sportsman's paradise, because if you're a hunter, well, there's all kinds of stuff there to hunt. And Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And they would also have to pass, I guess, a law where they now have to report your profession. Because nowhere on the 4473 does it ask you what you do for a living, right?
No, it gives you, it asks for your address, of course, and if the, it says Fort Hood, Fort Campbell, wherever,
right.
That's a clue. But if you live off base, yeah, there's no one who doesn't know who you are, what you do, other than maybe that high and tight haircut you walked in with.
Well, now, I will say this. When I was stationed stateside, I never got a Louisiana or Kentucky driver's license. I was always able to keep mine, if I recall this correctly. Now, and that means that, okay, maybe I couldn't buy a handgun or any gun in the state in which I was stationed. But I could drive to South Carolina. And I really don't understand how they think they're going to control this.
You could drive to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Or you could just buy a long gun.
Yeah.
People do commit suicide with long guns, too.
Or I could hang myself. I could hang myself or poison myself.
Yeah.
Or jump off of a tall building. There's a lot of things I could do.
The real issue here. People who are determined to commit suicide are going to find a way to do it.
That was very hard. My first producer in radio killed himself, and I had issues with that. And I spoke to a psychologist who dealt with that kind of thing, and I asked her, what kind of a mindset would someone have to have in order to go that far? And she told me that the problem with preventing suicide is when they come to the decision to do it, it's the first moment of peace that they've had in a very long time.
Yeah, because I've read that as well.
Yeah, they just want something, whatever it is that's tormenting them, they just want it to stop.
Yeah.
So now you're competing with that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you compete with that. I just don't know how you compete with that.
There are a lot of very good organizations that, suicide crisis hotlines, and a lot of them, there are a number of them that are geared specifically toward veterans, and they do good work. And hopefully they can continue to do that kind of thing. But these steps, some of which would obviously infringe on individuals' gun rights, while probably proposed with the best intentions, probably wouldn't work out well in practice, even if they were somehow determined to be legal.
Well, the other problem they're having is they're having a major recruiting and retention problem.
Exactly.
And I just don't see this making things any better by doing this, because this is nothing new. There's a lot of time, and I was just talking about this, during holidays, like Christmas time and stuff like that, I lived off post. I was married and I lived off post, so I would invite my platoon mates that lived on post to come and hang out at my apartment. And we would hang out and they wouldn't be alone. And that's the thing. It's definitely a big deal, but it's not a new thing, and it's not a big deal now that it hasn't always been within the military, because this has always been an issue.
Exactly. When you have a large population of people the military, guys, I don't know how many total people in the military in this country. Got to be close to a million, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If not more, you're going to have some people that have mental problems, and some of them are going to try and unfortunately succeed in committing suicide. But that the numbers have gone up significantly in the past couple of years. I'm not sure that the availability of firearms is the reason either. I think there are a lot of other factors that go into that.
Well, I'm sure a lot of combat vets are committing suicide, because they're coming back and getting, I'll tell you about this on the other side. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. truthaboutguns.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, talking about the military and soaring rates of military suicides and what they're trying to do in the military to stop that. Do you know what happens when they identify you as having an issue in the military?
I do not.
Well, in most cases, they're going to treat you to a certain degree, and then they're going to put you out.
Really? They discharge you?
They discharge you. Now, they'll discharge you. You'll probably get some sort of a disability, and you'll get immediate access to all of the VA stuff that's out there. But now we're going to, and, I was talking about working from home, for example. Working from home means you got to motivate yourself to get up and do the work. And I can imagine that somebody with some sort of PTSD that gets in there when it's very easy to simply just let yourself slip into that versus getting up and trying to fight it. Because now it's on the service member to do it. And it doesn't really matter what happens to the service member, if they're physically disabled or mentally disabled. I mean, if you're non-deployable, like I used to have to, we had what were referred to as forced dental appointments, because if we had a cavity, we were considered non-deployable. And they would take and grind the grind the tooth down to the gum and make sure there was no decay, and do a what they called a pre-root canal, and they just leave it like that. And then you get out and you got no teeth. But you're deployable.
Really?
Yes.
They didn't fill the cavity?
No. No. They did the fastest thing they could do. So,
okay.
In the military, it's very much, it is a young man's game. It is, you have to be a bit of an athlete. Even if you're a cook, because you're still expected to maintain physical fitness standards, if somebody breaks into your area of operation and they're hostile, well, you may be making the mashed potatoes, but you got to pick up the weapon and go. So,
well, that's becoming a big problem, too, because from another article we quoted here, only 23% of American youth these days are physically, mentally, and morally qualified. Yeah. Whatever that means, to serve without a waiver. Kids are too fat these days and out of shape. And then on top of that, according to the latest surveys, only about 9% of people that are of age, basically graduating high school age kids, are even interested in military service. So the Joint Chiefs have their work cut out for them.
Absolutely.
In terms of maintaining troop level.
Well, I mean, the other things in the middle, like for a service member, they allow that now. They used to allow, I don't know what they do now, but they used to allow alcohol as long as it was only beer in the barracks.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, one time we had one guy in my unit in Europe. He drank so much beer because German beer is very potent.
Yes, it is.
I mean, one German beer, you are legally drunk. That's due to the alcohol content. One.
Right.
He drank so much beer because he was new to in the theater. He'd heard so much about German beer in his life. He was so excited to be there that he got so much German beer and drank it that his involuntary body functions quit.
Oh.
He quit breathing. His heart tried to quit beating. We had to call an ambulance in there. I mean, he made a full recovery from it because he was young and stupid. And physically, he was as strong as he was ever going to be. He was back on duty in 3 days.
Wow. And
it was quite the tale to tell. But the problem is that in militaries, you leave when you're in garrison, when you're not in the field, and if you're not in combat, when you're in garrison, your entire chain of command goes home at the end of the day. It's basically just a job. You go in, most jobs don't have you running 2 miles or something like that. So you go in, you do PT, then you, if you live off base, you go back home, you change into your uniform and come back and you have breakfast while you're there. The guys that live on post, they have breakfast. Then you come in and if you have a vehicle that you have to maintain, you spend most of your day in the motor pool. Pulling it apart and maintaining it, or if it's communications equipment or whatever it is, you spend most of your time doing those maintenance things. That you might have some sort of special training, you might be going to a school, but it is essentially a job with an enforced haircut, with an enforced dress code. But it has always been very socialistic. They have always they control every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. If you have a problem and you live on post, if you have a problem drinking, making it to formations, or if you commit domestic violence, they'll send your wife, your spouse, they'll send them home and move you in the barracks. And there's nothing you can say or do about it. They have you.
Yeah.
So when you give yourself to the service, that's what you're doing. You're giving yourself to the service. And it's already, nobody's walking around strapped on a military post. That's why every time we have a shooting on a military post, you see the gun grabbers out there. Look, if this can happen in a place where they're surrounded by guns, can you think of what could happen if we let people have guns everywhere else?
Exactly. The same refrain.
Yeah, so the commanders, they feel the same way that the gun grabbers do. They're like, everybody be shooting in every direction, and it'll be just this all kind of big mess. And, you know, there is no easy answer to this. The thing that we're asking young people to do is very, it causes a lot of stress. I mean, and it should, because it's a deadly business.
It is, and it requires a lot of training, a lot of, as you say, PT. A lot of drilling, and people today don't seem to be the same as they were a generation ago.
No.
When the all-volunteer army didn't have any trouble getting enough people. I think that's changing, unfortunately. So they've really got their work cut out.
If you got out and then changed your mind and wanted to come back in, it was so overstaffed at the time that they wouldn't let you back in. They would not take private service.
Really?
Yeah. The good old days.
I doubt that's the issue.
No,
I doubt that's the case now.
No, not at all. We're coming up on the next break. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. If you're looking for the latest that affects your rights, your primary right, which I know everybody says the First Amendment is the first right, but the Second Amendment is really the first right, because it's the one that defends everything else. If you want to see what's going on in this world on a daily basis and be the latest to know, and know it first, you got to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. It's just happening there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. When it comes to the origins of COVID-19,
there is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started.
That's National Security Spokesman John Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab. Kirby said federal agencies are still working to determine the origin of the pandemic. A ruling coming any day now from a judge in Texas could halt the sale of an abortion pill across the U.S. A group of anti-abortion doctors Doctors claims the FDA improperly approved the abortion pill mifepristone back in 2000. A ruling in favor of the doctors could temporarily halt access to the drug even in states where abortion remains legal. And people in Michigan gathered outside a private waste facility to protest toxic waste from the Ohio train derailment from being sent there. Waste from that train wreck in East Palestine was sent to the facility in Romulus, Michigan without the public's knowledge. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you got this article about this, and I never had thought of it in this way, but it's quite interesting. I guess all of these states that have always had a very impressive gun control regime in place, they've been coming up with these things that you're referring to as a Bruin response bill.
Right. And there have been a number of these, obviously, and these are the laws that were passed in the wake of the Supreme Court's Bruin ruling by anti-gun states, basically stamping their feet and falling up their little fists in a fit of rage. And it's in effect saying back to the court, okay, you say we have to issue carry permits. Okay, what we're going to do then instead is limit the places that people can carry as much as humanly possible. Despite the fact that Bruin specifically says, the Bruin ruling says, that you can't designate whole swaths of cities as no-go zones. But that's exactly what a number of places have done, so far in states like New York and New Jersey, and it's going to happen here shortly in Maryland as well.
So, I mean, I'm presuming that at some point, now all of these have to be litigated in their local jurisdiction first before they move up to something in the circuit. And then from the circuit, I guess it all boils down to how they rule. And then at some point, one of these is going to make it to the Supreme Court, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure they sure will. And, of course, once Maryland's law passes, and there's a number of laws they're considering here, but one particular one, Senate Bill 1, which they're wonderfully calling the Gun Safety Act of 2023, this is the one that limits where you can carry. And the way they word it is you can't carry a firearm within 100 feet of any public place, regardless of your permit status. And they define public places as hotels, restaurants, other places that serve food, and retail locations. So can you think of anywhere in any urban area where you're not within about 100 feet of, unless you're taking a walk in your subdivision or a residential neighborhood, you're going to be within 100 feet of some public place as defined by this bill, which, of course, is the whole point. They're also they want to raise the age for long guns up to 21. They want to give Marylanders the ability to sue gun manufacturers who knowingly and recklessly create public harm by trading in guns. Again, this is a variation on the so-called nuisance bill that New York enacted and others have enacted after Freeman as well. So it's, of course, more lawsuit bait. People like Marilyn Shall issue and another smaller group that we've been that contributed us in the past, a group called Patriot Picket, have been out there testifying, fighting the bill as much as they can. But Maryland is a solid blue state, and these laws are going to pass, and they're going to be signed into law. And then they're hopefully going to be held up in court for a good amount of time.
But all it has now, I'm going to presume that the ones that have passed already, do they not, is there nobody there doing the mental calculus saying, these are going to get in front of the Supreme Court and it's going to get slammed down because this is in response to the Bruin thing and we're going to, you know, we're poking the bear here. We know we're poking the bear. We're going to poke the bear and see if it wakes up while we do it. But,
they're usually not that smart.
Really?
And they're more motivated. Sometimes they are. I mean, we have seen in the past where laws have been repealed in order to keep them from, to avoid adverse legal rulings. But there are a number of these in a number of states, and the legislators who are behind them are more motivated by outright hoplophobia, a true hatred of guns, and the desire for performative action. They want to get out there and tell their constituents that they're doing something about laws. They're not just going to sit there and take what the Supreme Court is forcing them to do. They know it's going to end up in court, and they know it's going to cost them a lot of money to defend it. But those are taxpayer dollars, so what do they care?
Well, I know we bailed them out. Well, all these states that had all the red ink. I know we bailed them out a la the some of the COVID bills that the Biden administration has passed through. So I guess maybe they think that it's a bottomless pit or the well that has no bottom that they can go for as far as spending money. But I mean, at some point we're going to come to a legal position where the Supreme Court's going to say something along the lines of, this is the way it's going to be. There is no interpretation. This is what the Second Amendment says. This is what the First Amendment says. They're actually going to have to go down and actually have a reaffirmation of the Bill of Rights, because these guys are always trying to take something from somebody.
Yeah, it's always it's the back and forth. They push and push and push until somebody tells them they can't push anymore. We've seen this for years and years since Heller. The courts, the lower courts, thumbed their noses at the law for a long time until Bruin, and that's starting to change.
I guess we'll see. But this right here, the Bruin Response Bill. I had never thought of it in that way. I mean,
yeah, that's really what these are.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when when I was reading about Kathy Hochul, I don't even know if I've ever heard her voice, to be honest with you. But I remember when that passed, how defiant she was of it. And, they think they've stopped what we do. We've only just begun. And then their whole, I guess, Bruin Response Bill came out. Now, how much of that has been neutered up to this point?
Actually, some restraining orders have blocked enforcement of a lot of these in New York, I believe in New Jersey as well.
Yeah.
But that's, those orders are only,
temporary.
Are there until the case can be fully heard and tried in court and heard. It's a process.
Yeah.
It takes years to play out. And, of course, they know that.
Hang on for me, if you will. This article is at the top of the page. Also, it's in the What's New category. They have multiple categories there at thetruthaboutguns.com. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, they have gun reviews, gear reviews, guns for beginners, and gun control. Something for everybody. And all you have to do, if you're looking for the latest, is go there and, it's there waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Florida is in the middle of working their permitless carry thing out and everything else, and a lot of eyes are on Florida. Isn't that sort of silly, given the other 25 states that have permitless carry already? Isn't that sort of silly?
Yeah, the hysterics that go on in every new state that considers permitless carry is amazing, because they totally disregard the fact that, you know, already 25 other states have it, and it's working just fine in those 25 other states. But in each case, they ship in plenty of demanding moms and other quote unquote experts to talk about what a disaster it's going to be if permitless carry passes, with parking lot shootouts, people fighting over parking spaces, erupting in gunfire, every little argument on the street between anyone, everybody's going to draw their guns and open fire. It's Dodge City, it's the Wild West. We hear it over and over again. We've heard it literally every state that is considered constitutional carry.
Right. Now, wouldn't it be the case, since, you know, they always are keying in on, you know, certain things. If there were actual events where, you know, I came in, and I'm looking at you, and I'm like, hey, Dan, you know, that's my usual parking spot. Yeah, Bill, well, I got there first today. Oh, yeah. Feel your hand, hombre. If that was actually happening, if that was actually, it was actually something other than an anecdotal theory, which is what they're proposing, would they be putting that up there on the projector, on the overhead projector as they're making their case?
Well, no, I mean, they don't have a lot of facts behind them. You know, they have to claim that every fender bender is going to result in people taking up positions behind their cars with ARs,
yeah,
and opening fire, because the results of civilian gun ownership in this country are pretty clear. There are about 1.6, a little over 1.6 million defensive gun uses every year. That's 4,400 per day. That number dwarfs the number of people that are killed by firearms every year. And that means 4,400 robberies, rapes, murders, assaults that have stopped all the time, because of civilian gun ownership. And if you reduce the or lower the hurdles to carrying a firearm and make it easier for the average Joe or Jane to do that, that means there's going to be more people out there who can and will carry a firearm and be able to protect themselves if they're victimized by crime.
I'm just, you know, I would have thought by now that we would be past the... Is that all they've got? All they have is a theory, isn't it? It's all about theory. It's all about theory about permitless carry. And
it's theories, and they you know, it's always... They say that it's going to make it harder for the average cop to tell who's a good guy and who's a bad guy.
Yeah, that's...
even though in the Florida Sheriff's Association is for it, I think they even got the Florida Chiefs of Police behind this bill, which is pretty unusual, to get the Chiefs of Police organizations behind it, because they're not elected like sheriffs are typically. It's fear and loathing. They try to drum up and try to paint a picture of some sort of post-apocalyptic world that's gonna, you know, it's gonna be, escape from New York, if this is bad, throughout Florida. And they, of course, do the usual legislative maneuvers, like trying to add all kinds of,
conditions,
other poison pill amendments to it, you know, mandating insurance, mandating mental health exams, the drug screens, that kind of thing. Excuse me. So, but all that has been shot down so far, and it looks like this is all going to pass here within the next few weeks.
I've seen some people out there talking about how this is barbaric and everything else, and you know how nobody else does this and all this other nonsense. Do you think that these anti-gun politicians, do they even have a clue that? Yes, the United States is a very unique country on the planet. That no, we don't look to government to get permission to do too very much, not in the perfect world. Do you think that escapes them?
I think that they really, that's a feature of American society they really don't like. They want us to be more like Europeans. They want us to be more like Australia or New Zealand when it comes to firearms. They want to... want us to have to get permission from government to own a firearm, let alone carry a firearm, and they want to put up as many hurdles to civilian gun ownership as possible. But that horse is long; it's been out of the barn. You know, we've got what 420 million guns in this country, if not more. 85 million gun owners. They can try to wave their magic wand and make all that go away.
You think there's only 85 million gun owners?
That's according to the latest
85 million
surveys. I think there are more, but that's the official number.
I think there's probably between 120 and 150 million gun owners.
I think you're absolutely right, because again, that's from a number of surveys that a lot of people don't tell. pollsters and people who do surveys.
Sure.
With,
or they had a boating accident.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, here's the thing, and I don't know what it looks like, but the last time I looked at published reports on violent crime, pre-2020, in 2019, we had 367 violent crimes per 100,000 in the United States. 367. In Britain, the number was 2,012 per 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not against gun violence. I'm against all violence. I don't want somebody going to the plumbing supply store and getting a nice heavy pipe and caving my head in with it. There is no moral high ground. Yeah.
No, if you kill with a pipe or you kill with a knife, you're just as dead as if you're shot with a handgun.
So, I mean, I carry a gun to make it a little harder for them to kill me with a piece of plumbing pipe. I try to get myself an option in that equation. And
more and more people are doing exactly the same thing.
I don't think gun control
groups crazy.
If they would actually come out and start talking about violence, okay, you got my attention. But going out and trying to disarm, you know, the constant litany of blaming law-abiding people for crime, it's the same problem the military's having with retention. And now we can't get anybody to sign up. We can't get anybody to keep them here. But, hey, let's disarm them. It's the low-hanging fruit, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. All of these articles that we have referenced today are on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. For a very, very long time, thetruthaboutguns.com has been my go-to if I'm looking to see something that I haven't seen anybody else reporting on just yet. They're normally first on the scene, and since I know Dan, sometimes he'll even text me a link prior to it being printed on the page. And, I mean, now we're talking breaking news. So, as usual, sir. First, I hope you feel better.
I'll be just fine.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you feel better. And you thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Coming up next, we're going to check out the latest from the Crime Research Prevention Center with Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.